on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, assign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be available by calling the toll-free numbers listed on the agenda. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Cam Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Kern Central Parkway, 64 Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material will be available on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlighttab. Board members Kyle Myers, James Allen, Tim Colton, Kayla McGinnis, and Robert Sean, Secretary Tammy Harris, and County Liaison Mark Moskowitz. Call the meeting to order. And all please rise for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call. Kyle Myers here. James Allen.
Here.
Tim Colton.
Here.
Kayla McGinnis.
Here.
And Robert Sean is not with us tonight. Public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items of any jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. Any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Approval of the minutes for June 14th, 2023.
Make motion to approve the minutes.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approval of the minutes for June 14th. And approval of the agenda for July 12, 2023, and vote, combine, or delete any items. We have a motion for approval of the agenda.
I motion to approve the agenda for July 12, 2023.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approval of the agenda for July 12, 2023. Informational items. Number one, receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison Mark Moskowitz regarding updates on the Searchlight Health and Wellness Fair on July 22nd and any other updates from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to let everyone know on Saturday, July 22nd, we'll be having our Searchlight Health and Wellness Fair. Everyone should have gotten a mailer in their P.O. box. We've done a lot of to notify everyone, so please come. There'll be a lot of great things there. We'll have dental screen, eye screen, blood pressure checks, we'll have sugar checks, healthy ED education. There's also going to be a computer giveaway, so make sure you get here for that. And then also backpacks for all the students. So we're kind of doing it as a back to school event as well. And Maria from Help of Southern Nevada, she is going to actually have a table there as well, and she'll be on the agenda later today to give you some more information about all of our services. So Really looking forward to that. If you have any questions or anything, please reach out to our office. We're more than happy to answer those and give you some more information. It's going to be 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So, and then another upcoming event is August 19th. I believe that's a Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11. We'll be having, last year we had the animal vaccination clinic. That will be happening again at the fire station from 9 to 11 as well. A flyer should be being sent out and provided soon. So be on the lookout for that. We're very excited to do that event yearly to help everyone with their animals to be able to make sure they're up to date with shots and other things that they need. I also want to just wish everyone a belated 4th of July. It was there was no issues or anything. We spoke in Laughlin about how just make sure you continue to practice water safety and wear life jackets. I know the holiday season is over, but it's generally the week after the holiday season where a lot of more accidents happen because people kind of lower their guard. So be sure to keep your guard up even during and following all of the holiday seasons. So, and then we also have in the back Commissioner Knapp's newsletter. This always has a lot of good information. It's got our Searchlight Health Awareness Air flyer in it, so please make sure to pick one up. Also, email our office or call our office if you'd like to be on the email distribution list, so we're always happy to add you on that. And then I'd like to just thank Tammy for working with our Clark County Surplus Department. As you can tell, all the board members have new, more comfy chairs that are a little easier to sit in, so we wouldn't be anything without Tammy and all the stuff that she does behind the scenes. So I just want to make sure everyone thanks her for all the hard work she does. So thank you, Tammy.
Really nice. Thank you, Tammy.
And that's all my
update. I have a question about the animal vaccination. Are you guys going to have the rattlesnake vaccine available?
I don't know, but I can definitely ask. So
yeah, if you could find out. It's going off the shelves in town, so because it was on the news. There was a rattlesnake in my deck the other day. So they're out. And they're active.
So is that a vaccine, just to clarify, that's a vaccine for pets against rattlesnake bites?
It's
okay.
Okay. Vaccine.
Yeah. No, I definitely would have to ask. And I want to mention, it's going to be at the fire station, so it won't be here. The health fair will be here. That event next month will be at the fire station like last year. So I'd like to thank Kim with the volunteer fire station for helping us set it up again as well. So.
Glad to help. I had a question as well. I had somebody ask about puppy shots and specifically second shots. If you could ask the great people that we work with on this.
Yeah, we can definitely ask. I want to say it's going to be about the same shots and vaccines they provided last year, but I'll definitely ask about puppies and rattlesnake as well. So I'm sure they can provide it, they will. If they can't, they'll let me know. So. Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions out there for Mark? Thank you, Mark.
Of course.
And for informational item 2, received a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Just in time.
Hello, how are you doing? Obviously, I've been on vacation for the last week or so. No one sent any stats up. I can tell you that Searchlight is still a safe place. There's no crime happening, no burglaries, no robberies, no sexual assaults, anything like that we need to be concerned about. This is a good place to be, so everybody just keep vigilant, especially this time of year. It's getting warm. But you guys know when it gets warm, thieves like to come out and do their little thing. You know, so, but luckily for us, like we said before, the main ones that were doing all the carnage around here are gone, and we haven't seen them in Searchlight or Laughlin for that matter, which is a good thing. You know, so if you have any kind of questions, let me know. I'm here to answer them. Other than that, there's nothing to worry about in Searchlight. Go ahead.
Are you aware of any, there were two jet skis stolen from Cottonwood Cove?
Yeah, that was done by, that investigation being done by the Park Services. They reached out to us on that. That was not a metro jurisdiction type of thing. The jet skis were found somewhere in Las Vegas, but it's not a local vehicle that we've seen around here. It's a black Dodge, has a big old water tank in the back of it, so it's not really something that we're going to get our hands in because it's their investigation, basically.
Thank you. And I appreciate you're so open about it all. Thank you. Because that helps them. And it's like the community, we hear about it. And it's nice to have you to be able to provide background on it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Any other questions?
Anything else out there for Metro?
James, beard's looking good, man.
Informational item number three, receive a report from Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire District, regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
So we are kind of left how Metro is. Our calls are down, which is fantastic. It's good that there haven't been any major accidents or fires. We had 11 calls for service in June. 9 were medical, 1 auto, and 1 fire. The fire was like a dumpster fire, so nothing serious. That is compared to 23 calls that we had in 22. So we're down 52%. So it's the same as the prior month. It's a little bit very unique. I've never seen the calls be quite this low, but it's very good that the emergency services aren't needed.
Questions out there for the fire department? Thank you, Ken. Number four, receive a report from Sandra Yasinchek with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Sandra Yasinchek, Searchlight Justice Court. Okay, for the month of June 2023, court calendar arraignments, we had about 23. Status checks, about 28. All hearings, not including all the walk-ins, we get in traffic about 8, and that's mostly just criminal. Actions taken, case type filings, new civil citations filed, about 242. New traffic misdemeanor, which is the old traffic, criminal, 64. New criminal complaints, 3 cases closed in June, 227. And of course, all the court dates are every other week. We had them July 4th, which is a holiday, so we ended up not having criminal court, yay. And then the 5th was traffic court. The 18th will be criminal court, and then the 19th traffic court. All dates are open to the public, and you get a 10. Any questions?
Questions for the Justice Court out there? Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
Item number 5, receive a report from Kathy Flanagan with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Kathy Flanagan, Las Vegas Valley Water District, and Erin Gamble, our reverse system superintendent. It's good to be back. I was living in Carson since January for the legislative session. Happy to be back in the southern, better part of the state. Don't put that in there. Water use for June was 3.9 million gallons compared to June of 2022. When water use was about 5.9 million gallons, the town is seeing a reduction of nearly 2 million gallons, which is awesome. We love to see that. Your system is stable. There were no major leaks reported. I do want to give you a heads up that we were approached by a contractor who's going to be doing some hydrant flow testing. We don't know the exact date right now. We think it might be next week, could be the following week. But when testing like this is done, sometimes it stirs up sediment in the pipes. So you might see some cloudy water. We recommend that if you do experience that, you just flush your faucets, run your faucets for 3 to 5 minutes. It should clear it up. Erin is going to have staff available when that's happening, to make sure that you guys experience no problems. I'm going to leave a flyer in the back of the room that's got my contact information, Erin's contact information. So if it goes beyond, you flushed your faucets and you're still seeing turbidity in the water, let us know. We'll take care of it right away. And then for your neighbors who aren't here, if they go to the lvbwd.com website, put Searchlight into the search bar, my contact information pops up. So, and there'll be a notice about this there as well. And do you have something to add?
Yeah, so some of you might have received either phone calls or text messages. It's a new thing the Water District is sending out. If you have a continuous leak at your property, in the past it was we get a report that's generated and we would try to call people and make contact that way or try to stop by properties. Because we have this amazing network for our meters, it's now becoming more automated, and so it's going out that way. So you may receive phone calls. It's not a scam call, because that's one of the big things everybody thinks. It's, you know, hey, some number I don't recognize, want something with my water. It is valid. If one of the things that we have seen in all of the rural systems is sometimes people change phone numbers, things like that, and then they don't have a current number. So if you can, you can call in. I think you can look online too. Yes. And check and see what your phone number and contact information is, and then you can sign up for text messages and things like that as well. And so if you have a question, like, hey, you get this call, or you know, you get this automated call or that text message, you're more than welcome to call in to customer care. They'll be able to pull up your account and tell you, hey, this is when it happened. This is when we saw this leak start. This is how much it actually is. Because the text message and the phone calls are just very generic. They don't tell you how much it is. So I will warn you, the amount that they are calling a trickle report is very low. Like, it's just kind of a standard that they have right now, depending on how many phone calls end up coming in, which I think are going to be a lot from everybody, they're going to end up having to change those numbers. I know a lot of people down here have swamp coolers. Water constantly flows through those swamp coolers, and so it could show you as being on a leak report, even though you know where your water's going. So always feel free to reach out. We can dive into it a little bit more, get in details, and figure out, hey, is this just a swamp cooler issue, or is this a broken line somewhere on your property, and you just can't see it because the ground's soaking it up, or whatever. But yeah, that's just want to kind of give you a heads up of some changes in phone calls you might be receiving.
And just to follow up on that, you know, we're in year 22 of this drought, so we're really trying to be more proactive, which is why in the past those leak reports told you after the fact. We're trying to get it before a lot of water is lost from the system. So I know it can be annoying, but we're really trying to be proactive. And I think that's all we have, unless you have questions.
We really appreciate it too.
Good job. I'll approve.
See any questions out there for the water?
I agree.
That you can put in the minutes.
Wait, I have a question.
I'm sorry.
On the board. So, Aaron, can you clarify, like, what the text message would say? You said it's generic, just identifies as the water.
Yeah, let me look and see if I can. I just got this email today, and so let's see here.
And I think it's fantastic.
So the text message will display the address where the flow is at. And let's see here. It'll say continuous flow. You may have a leak. So it is. It's a very generic kind of text message. I don't know. Some of you know where your water meters are at. Like I said, you're more than welcome to pop the lid and go and look and see. Most of them have either they have what's called a leak detector on it. You'll see it. You've obviously got like a needle that turns around just like a clock. But then there's also a smaller little dial that will be spinning. And that's, if that is turning and you have nothing on inside your home, water's flowing somewhere. So that's kind of where you'd start. I apologize that it's not more. The robocalls are kind of going to be doing the same thing. They're going to tell you the address and that you have continuous flow. And that means that you've had continuous flow for solid 24 hours, and most of them it's for 3 days straight. So it's like it is, you know, it is a 3-day period before those things will actually tell you. So it's been something that will be been going on for a little while.
Okay, that's fantastic. And thank you for clarifying, just because, like, that's with the scam calls, you know, it's an immediate dismissal and delete. But yeah, that's right. So we have kind of a general idea if someone has questions. And then my other question was for Kathy. You mentioned a hydrant test.
Yeah.
Now, when will this be exactly, and why is this?
We don't know when exactly. We were trying to secure that today, and we couldn't get a solid date. So we're thinking next week. Maybe when Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Or the following week is when we're trying to schedule it, when we have plenty of staff so we can be out there. It's a private contractor. I don't know if they're looking to do some sort of building, but they just want to make sure that the appropriate fire flow is there. So we have to allow them to do that.
Okay, because that's what they're testing for pressure out of the hydrant to make sure for whatever
insurance or whatever
purposes
that they need.
You've got my card now.
It's from talking to them, I'll be honest with you, personally, I've never been a part of any flow testing of hydrants, so this is a kind of a new thing for me, which is why I want to be there for it. But from what they're telling me, they're only going to be flowing at like their max flow rate for just a couple of minutes so they can get the numbers, and then they are going to move, they're probably going to do about 3 hydrants. And then one of the things we're going to do to kind of mitigate, if we don't anticipate there being any issues inside the system here, where everybody's at, but we're also going to just run water through those hydrants at a much lower flow rate, and that will pull water and any sediment that might get stirred up down and out away from the town. So,
okay, and that's fine. Great. Thank you for more information. The fact that you haven't been part of this and that you will be part of it makes us feel better. Yeah. So, your commitment to our town, both of you, is very, very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Number 6, receive a report from Maria O'Brien with Health of Southern Nevada to discuss the current programs.
Hello, thank you for having me. My name is Maria O'Brien with Health of Southern Nevada, and I just wanted to discuss the weatherization program. Our new fiscal year just started July 1st, so we have lots of funding. We install energy conservation measures at no cost, so this can be HVAC repair replacement, water heaters, broken windows, weather stripping, doors, locks, solar screens, things like that. It's at no cost to the client. It is an income-based program. And also we replace the old jealousy windows, which are the old crank windows. So a lot of people get that mixed up with the, they think we replace windows. They do have to be broken or cracked. That's it. And then we have 8 other programs if you would like me to go over those. It's the only problem, they are in Las Vegas, so the residents would have to find transportation for the program. They would have to come down to the Health of Southern Nevada. We have family housing services, workforce services, Shannon West Homeless Youth Shelter for ages 16 to 24, homeless response team, adult housing programs, holiday assistance for Thanksgiving and Christmas, which helps out up to 3,000 families. Framing Hope Warehouse, which is a warehouse where other nonprofits can go shop 2 days a week at a fraction of the price from stores like Good 360, Amazon, Walmart, things like that, and behavioral health services, mental health and addiction.
Please tell us the income requirements again. I think you mentioned them one time. So if anyone has any questions, the minimum or the maximum.
It's 200% of the poverty guidelines. So it goes by however many people you have in your household. And I brought flyers. The flyers are in the back of the income guidelines.
They do. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, that answers.
And we just raised the income guidelines in January. So they're a little bit higher. I brought the new flyers last time I was here with the new income.
And how does that work for tenants that maybe are renters?
They just have to get permission from their landlord.
So it still covers them if they meet the requirement,
yeah,
versus what the landlord.
And then they have capital and non-capital that the landlord, we would pay 50% of big capital items such as water heater, HVAC.
Would all those items be 50-50, or is there any parts of
for an apartment complex or somebody that's renting, and this only applies to apartments, so it doesn't apply to single family homes or mobile homes. But if it's an apartment, the free aspect would be weather stripping, refrigerator, and like we have LED lights and low flow shower heads.
So that would be determined in evaluation. That would all shake out, right?
Yeah, the energy auditor would go out and assess the home and determine what items the home would be to be more energy efficient.
So the tenants would be able to apply as long as they have permission? Does it need to be in writing or anything like that?
Yeah, we have a service agreement that we send out with the application that the landlord would sign. And it's either they sign part A to agree to the capital items, and then, or they would sign line B, like they don't agree to have the HVAC or the water heater replaced.
So the tenant can pretty much get it going and then take it to like their.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So can you clarify that you said it was only for apartments in that situation versus, because we don't have any apartments other than the senior.
Oh, you guys don't have apartments out here? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's
so we only have
Okay, so then, yeah, then, so, yeah, if they're a renter, then they would just have to get permission from the landlord, and it's at no cost to them.
Okay, so it still covers them all.
Yeah, so then it would be, so it would include everything. Yeah, the service agreement does have to be signed by the landlord, but the large capital items only applies to apartment complexes, so you wouldn't have to worry about that part then.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you so much.
Any questions out there for Help Southern Nevada?
Well, thank you for coming back, because you didn't get on the meeting last time. So
you guys, oh, no, you guys got rowdy last time. I was like, oh, man, there's some action over here. I was like, let's go. They're getting
quiet.
Oh, I know. I told my supervisor about it. I was like, wow. I was like, I was very interested the whole time. But, yeah, thank you for having me. And then I'll definitely see you guys for the back to school. So thank you for inviting me. I'm excited.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Yeah, and anytime you guys have stuff like that, I would love to participate.
Thank you. Item number 7, receive a report from Will Smith, the Clark County Water Reclamation District, regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. Go ahead and let Taylor do your job.
So for June 2023, we treated an average of 42,000 gallons per day. June 2022, last year, had an average of 42,000 gallons per day. So no difference between last year. Same amount of gallons per day as last year at this time. No sewer service complaints for the month of June. Zero call before you dig tickets for the month of June. Trucks, maybe from the county to help or something, that could be
Yeah, I would agree with that. That would be a good first step, and then see what we go from there.
Would you be able to see if we can add them to the agenda? Is that something we can reach out?
Sure. I mean, we can always ask the state. They're not under my umbrella, so I can't force them to come. But we are more than happy to reach out and see what they can do. So
that would be great. Then also get those special guests.
Okay. Yeah. The money is there. It's just a matter of how to apply. I know it's a long process. I understand that, but I'd certainly be willing to do what I can to help things along. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty much with the whole idea that I'd be under the DOT's umbrella, but that's definitely support the idea that anything else out there, public works? August 9th, 2023.